This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might play sports ball.
Do some sporting.
And ball kick a ball.
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go. Let's go, sports ball, let's go. Let's go, sports ball, let's go.
Wow, what a great sport.
Totally. I love the part where the ball went.
Same, great costumes. I mean, uniforms.
Uniforms.
Oh, that's intermission.
Now for my favourite part, the food.
Well, my favourite part of sports ball is the ball, duh.
Oh, yes. Not the food or the costumes. Definitely the sportingness.
Oh, no, I totally get into the sport too. I mean, sports ball.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't really know what sports ball is. I don't know the rules. I don't know the players. I don't even know what they're trying to do.
Well, it's easy, Laura. Now, listen up while I mansplain this. So, the whistle is the go noise, and the ball is the protagonist. So, when the whistle whistles, the sports ball balls. Got it?
No.
How about I mimsplain it instead? The foot kicker has the sport, and she's trying to make it in the net goal. So, when everyone yells, you wave the flag. Got it?
No. Look, I've tried really hard to get into the sports ball, but it's boring.
Well, actually, if I'm honest, I don't really like sports ball either or know what's going on.
Well, if I put my truth-telling hat on, I also don't enjoy the sports ball. Or understand the rules. I just yell at the same time as everyone else. Oh, boo! I mean, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, there is a sports ball that I do remember the rules for. We played it at school every day. It was called handball. Once upon a time, very recently, there was a group of school kids playing handball at lunchtime. They were using a small yellow ball called a tennis ball.
What's up, party people? Who's ready to play?
But none of the children answered the tennis ball because it was just a ball and kids don't speak ballish. So we've got four squares within a big square. I'm the ace, which is the best one. Then there's king, queen and dunce, the worst square. When you're not playing, you line up and wait for someone to get out.
You guys, there's no reason to push. You just gotta wait for your turn.
And serve. Woo!
Yeah! Woo! Sports ball, yeah,
said the tennis ball. The children of the handball court played happily, bouncing the tennis ball back and forth between the squares until...
Itos!
Hey, no fair!
You're out, back at the line. Who's next?
Oh, no! You guys are ganging up on me!
Dude, you didn't call Itos, so you're out.
What? No! No, that's no fair!
Oh, no! The handball kids were getting very upset over the game. Nuh-uh, those are the rules.
No, you're the rules.
And he got so mad that he threw the tennis ball onto the roof.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm on the roof.
Hey, now what are we going to do?
Let's ask the janitor to get the tennis ball back.
Hey, Mr. Mike.
Yeah?
Can you go onto the roof and get our tennis ball, Mr. Mike?
Please. I gotta do the,
This is all your fault.
Nuh-uh. It was you who was not playing by the rules.
Well, let's go check the sports cupboard for another tennis ball. Meanwhile, up on the roof, the tennis ball was not very happy.
Aw, oh, man.
There were no kids up on the roof to play with. Just other lost bits and pieces that somehow ended up on the roof. There was a frisbee. It used to be bright red, but now it was sun-damaged pale pink. Hey there, sweetie. What a gorgeous day. There was a tangled yo-yo, They got up there after a vigorous around-the-world trick gone wrong.
Oh, there, Sunny Tim. Welcome to the roof.
An old sloppy Joe jumper, all soggy and covered in leaves. I don't know how that got up there.
Oi, you're gonna love it up here, eh? Now pull up a tile and it's time for a nap.
A nap? What is this place?
Well, it's where all the sports equipment and toys come to retire. After a lifetime of being played with, we've earned a little rest, wouldn't you say?
Oh, darling, this is where you want to be. Come and lie in the sun and relax.
But what do you do all day?
Relax.
But when do you play?
Just relax.
And bounce.
Relax.
And fly.
Relax.
Oh, no.
But the tennis ball was not the relaxing kind. He wanted to play and bounce and fly.
Gotta get back to the playground.
Back on the ground, the school kids were searching the sports cupboard for another tennis ball, with no luck. Hockey stick, hula hoop, cricket bat, hockey stick. There's no balls left? Not even a beach ball. But little did they know, deep in the sports cupboard, hiding in the slightly damp and smelly corner, was a soccer ball, who did not want to be found.
I don't want to be found. I'm so tired. I can't be kicked around again.
Actually, look what I found. A soccer ball.
The forgotten soccer ball got yanked out of the damp, smelly corner of the cupboard and brought into the sunlight.
Oh, no.
But it's old and fuzzy and flat.
Ow. Oh.
It barely bounces. But it was the only ball in sight, so the school kids decided to give it a try. Meanwhile, back up on the roof, the tennis ball was hatching a plan to get back to the playground. While the frisbee, yo-yo, and sloppy Joe slept, the tennis ball tried to escape. They tried to bounce up over the edge of the roof. But it was too high, so they tried getting a run-up. But they couldn't roll fast enough, so they reluctantly turned to the others for help.
Hey, Frisbee, Yo-Yo, Floppy Joe?
Yeah? Oh,
yeah?
What's up?
Yeah?
Say, hypothetically, if you wanted to get back down, hypothetically, to the playground off the roof, how would one do that, hypothetically?
Well, hippopotamously, you could go down the drain somewhere over there.
Where?
I don't know, darling. Who would want that? Even hippocampusly.
No one has ever chosen to leave the roof. The roof is heaven. No one has chosen to. But once, the janitor did come up and took the soccer ball. We do not speak of it. Oh, look what you've done.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
That's quite enough. That's quite enough.
Ooh, drama. Meanwhile, back on the playground, the kids were trying out the soccer ball on the handball court. And serve.
Oh. 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 Ow.
You're out.
What? How can I be out? The ball didn't even bounce properly.
I hate this ball. This is the worst ball ever. And with that, they kicked the sad, flat-tired soccer ball up, up, up onto the roof.
Oh, no.
And...
Oh.
The soccer ball fell into a heap on the roof.
Oh.
Ouch. Are you okay?
Oh, hello, darling. No need to cry.
There, there, Sunny Jim. What's your name? Chill out, man. It's just the roof. Oh. The roof? Wait.
Where am I?
The roof.
The roof?
Yes. We just said that.
I've been here before. I remember. You were there, and you were there, and you were there. You weren't there. Who are you?
I'm the tennis ball, and I'm stuck.
Shh, wait. Soccer ball? Is that you?
Frisbee?
Soccer ball?
Frisbee?
Soccer ball!
Yes, Frisbee!
Soccer ball!
Frisbee!
Soccer ball.
Oh, it's you, Frisbee!
Darling, soccer ball!
I hate to break this up, but is that the janitor, Mr. Mike, with the ladder?
The ladder?
Yes!
Down on the ground at the playground, the school kids had finally gotten the janitor to help. He fetched the ladder and was making his way up to the roof to get the soccer ball.
What do we do?
I don't want to go back. Everyone, hide. Hide? Where? We're on the roof. There's nothing to hide behind. Under the sloppy Joe.
No, wait. I have an idea.
An idea?
I want to go back to the playground. I miss playing and bouncing and flying. Help me get down and Mr. Mike won't need to come up to the roof.
What do we do? What?
They're going to sacrifice themselves.
No, you can't.
Oh, yes, I can. But I need your help. And fast, if this is going to work. Please, there isn't much time.
Okay, let's do it.
These kids are always throwing balls on the...
Come on, this way to the drain.
Let's roll.
Come on.
Okay, young man, hop into the gutter. It will take you down the drain and back to the ground.
Are you sure about this? There's no coming back once you're in the drain.
Mr. Mike, can you see the tennis ball while you're up there?
I'm sure.
Good luck, tennis ball.
We will never forget you.
Bye.
On three, everyone. One, two... Hey!
And with some help from the others, the tennis ball was able to roll over the edge of that roof and into the gutter. He rolled along the pipe and then down the hole where he bumped back and forth all the way down to the playground.
Yeah! Ow!
The tennis ball flew out of the other end and bumped someone on the head.
Hey-ya! It's the tennis ball!
The tennis ball! Give it!
Mr. Mike!
Never mind, Mr. Mike! We found the tennis ball!
Well, actually, I found the tennis ball, Mr. Mike!
Mr. Mike stopped just short of the top of the ladder.
Nuh-uh!
Yeah, I found it!
You gotta be kidding me. Get the ladder in there.
And Mr. Mike, a little annoyed, made his way back down the ladder to the playground.
We're safe!
What a ball, what a ball. Ah, that tennis ball. A hero. What a hero.
So the frisbee, the soccer ball, the yo-yo and the sloppy Joe all lived happily ever after on the sunny, restful roof.
Relax.
The school kids got to keep playing handball and arguing about it.
You're out.
Hey, that's not fair.
And the tennis ball got to keep doing what they loved best, playing, bouncing and flying.
Woohoo!
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of...
A ball.
What kind of ball is it? A tennis ball from the story? A soccer ball? Or even a colourful bouncy ball?
What does the ball feel like? Fuzzy and fluffy? Or shiny and tacky?
What does the ball sound like? Doink, 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 or boing?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a ball.
Let's sing about sports ball.
Shoot the ball in the thing. Score a ball sport.
Touchdown the net play.
Tackle that hoop goal.
Ball up, swim time, throw the home team back. Look, they hit a big one. Sports ball. Sports ball.
Ooh, they hit a sports ball.
Sports ball. Let's go, ball guy. Let's go, score people. Let's go, full points.
Yeah, we're a team.
Sports ball.
Oh man, that player, he is quite the player.
When I grow up, I want to be a sport.
They hit a big one of those.
Wow, look how that sport went.
Protect your go team. Come on, foul boo.
Right in the hole in one. Ooh, that's a good sport.
Coach, they didn't hit that.
Sports ball. Sports ball.
Ooh, they did a sports ball.
Sports ball. Let's go, ball guy. Let's go, score people. Let's go, full points. Yeah, we're a team. Sports ball.
Sports ball.
Let's go, sports ball. Let's go. Let's go, sports ball. Let's go. Let's go, sports ball. Let's go. Three cheers for sports ball. Cheer, cheer, cheer.
Sports ball.
Touchdown, more like touch up.
Hey, when's intermission?
Ooh, can we get hot chips?
Put the thing in the place where the thing goes, yeah.
My dog's got a ball like that. I like their costumes.
Why are we shouting?
Sports ball! Sports ball!
Ooh, they get a sports ball!
Sports ball! Let's go, ball guy, let's go score people, let's go 4 points. Yeah, we're a team! Sports ball! Sports ball!
Cool story, Laura. I didn't know balls could talk.
Me neither. I wonder what this ball would say.
Let's ask them. Excuse me, Mr. Ball. Want to be my best friend?
Here, Laura, catch your new best friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah! Oh, whoopsies.
Quick, after it.
Come back here.
Get that ball.
Here you are, Laura. Did you drop your ball?
Professor Know-It-All.
You found my ball / new best friend.
Hello, beanies. And what are we playing today?
Sports ball!
Sports ball!
Sports ball!
It looked to me like you were playing chase after the ball when Laura doesn't catch it.
Aw, man.
Yeah, we were also playing that.
Okay, Laura, watch really carefully this time. Yeah!
Oh, dear. Now, Laura, when catching a ball, you need to be able to see the ball. So that means you need to keep your eyes open.
Uh-huh. But what if it hits me in the face?
Oh, Laura, I promise if you keep your eye on the ball and your hands ready to catch it, it won't hit your face.
Okay, eye on the ball. Oh, I got sand in my eyeball from the ball.
Not your eye physically on the ball, but your eyes watching the ball.
Oh. It also helps if you keep your hands up and ready to catch.
Okay, eye on the ball, hands ready.
Steady.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah.
Ow, I missed it.
That's okay. You just need to keep practicing. It also helps if when the ball gets close, you bring your ready hands together around the ball, like your hands are giving the ball a hug.
And being best hand friends?
Yes.
Well, I can do that. Eyes on the ball, hands ready.
Hi-ya!
Go, best friend hands! Oh!
Oh! You did it!
I did it!
caught the ball, Laura!
I did the sports ball! Woohoo! You're a sports ball star!
I'm a sports ball star!
Yeah, you're a champion!
I'm a champion!
You're a catching machine!
I'm a catching machine!
Laura, catch again! Hey-ya!
Ah! Oh, man, I dropped it. I thought it was a sports ball star champion catching machine. Boo.
You are, Laura, you are. But you have to keep your focus and discipline to catch every time.
Yes, focus and discipline.
What does that mean?
That means you need to concentrate.
Yes, focus and discipline.
And remember, eyes on the ball, hands ready.
Okay, thanks, Professor. Eyes on the ball, hands ready, eyes on the ball, hands ready, eyes on the ball, hands ready.
Hey, Laura.
Yeah.
Hi-ya!
Yay!
Woo! Maybe you can play some sports ball.
And focus and discipline.
And have fun practicing.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you like today's podcast?
Want even more?
Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance-along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff.
How cool.
Can't wait to see what you create, Mini Beanies.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.